I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 8th. The State Appeals Court has rejected the City of Quincy's claim that it owned the land currently occupied by the Adams Academy on Adams Street in Quincy Center. In a ruling issued on April 30th, the court decided against the city's claim of ownership. The city took that acre and a half of land by eminent domain in 2021, claiming that President John Adams had willed the property to the people of Quincy. The development is the latest in an ongoing saga that dates back to 2007, when the Woodward School won a lawsuit against the city claiming it mismanaged the Adams Trust Fund, forcing the city to pay the school $3 million. This latest development means the city may also have to pay the school for the land that it claimed, although the court did not attach a price tag to the property. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will present a separate order to the City Council soon regarding the salary for the mayor and city councilors during his annual budget presentation to the City Council Monday night. Koch said he didn't include the salaries in the initial presentation because he felt it would dominate the discussion. A consultant recently recommended that the mayoral salary more than double to between $300,000 and $370,000 per year. Koch says his recommendation will be nowhere near what the consultant recommended, although he noted that the town manager in Plymouth earns over $290,000 per year and says he has had one raise since taking office in 2008. Koch says any salary increases for the mayor and city councilors wouldn't take effect until next year. Authorities yesterday identified a woman who was found dead in a pond at a park in Braintree on Monday afternoon. Officers responding to a report of a body in a pond at Pond Meadow Park at about 2:30 Monday afternoon discovered a person in shallow water near a small bridge. The victim has been identified as 79-year-old Mulan Chin of Weymouth, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Chin had gone to the park to meet a family member to go on a walk. Investigators say that the family member alerted police when Chin didn't arrive at a planned location. The Norfolk County DA's office says foul play is not suspected, but an autopsy will be conducted to determine the exact cause of death. A Massachusetts man facing nearly a dozen charges after he led police on a chase through multiple Cape Cod communities and over the Sagamore Bridge. 36-year-old Sean Curran of Stoughton was taken into custody yesterday afternoon after the vehicle he was driving struck some stop sticks on Route 3 North, just north of the Sagamore Bridge. State police said that about 12:50 p.m., troopers took primary position in a pursuit that was initiated by Yarmouth police. Video shows the suspect's vehicle, a gray pickup truck, fleeing from multiple cruisers on Route 6 West as it approaches the Sagamore Bridge. The video shows the suspect vehicle avoiding a set of stop sticks that had been placed in the roadway near the southern base of the bridge. A trooper was then seen quickly pulling up the stop sticks from the road as state police continued the pursuit. More video shows multiple troopers surrounding the suspect's vehicle, which had come to a stop on the side of Route 3 North, not far from Exit 3 in Plymouth. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 31 points. The Nasdaq down 16. The S&P added 6. Asian stocks are mixed. The euro dropped. Oil at almost $78 a barrel. In sports, Celtics beat Cleveland 120-95 in game one of their playoff series. Game two will be in Boston tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Bruins in their game two with the Panthers in Florida tonight at 7:30. Red Sox lose in Atlanta last night. 4-2, that series continues at 7:20 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service calling for rain, maybe some thunderstorms today and a high of 65. The rain should taper this evening, a low 49. Tomorrow, cloudy with afternoon showers, high of 63. Scattered showers Friday at a high 54. Partly cloudy, 59 on Saturday. But the boater waves about a foot, a light southeast wind, 5 to 10 knots, the high tide at 12:16 p.m. Sunrise, 5:29, sets at 7:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 8th.